Rachel Riemann is a physician, and she's also an author, who has written the book, My Grandfather's Blessings, Stories of Strength, Refuge, and Belonging. She mentions that her grandfather was an Orthodox rabbi and a scholar. And in the book, she tells this story. Once when she was 4, her grandfather brought her a paper cup. She expected to find something inside it, but it was full of dirt. Her grandfather then filled a jug with water, took her and the cup and the jug of water to the windowsill. And then he said, if you promise to put some water in this cup every day, just a little, mind you, but do it every day, something may happen. She promised every day to her grandfather. And every day she went to the windowsill and picked up the jug and put just a little water into the cup of dirt. After about a week, she said to her grandfather if it was time to stop yet. Not yet, he said. You must continue to water the dirt every day. Every day, she repeated. But the second week was harder for her. Sometimes she would forget and remember in the middle of the night. She'd pull herself out of bed and put a few drops of water into the cup. Then one morning, 3 weeks later, there were two little green leaves in the cup that had not been there the night before. Well, the little girl was completely astonished. She rushed to tell her grandfather, and he explained to her that life is hidden everywhere, even in the most ordinary and unlikely places. The little girl was so happy and said, and all it needs is water. No, her grandfather said, all it needs is your faithfulness. It takes more than soil and seed and water and sunshine to make life grow. It takes faithfulness. My friends, the interesting thing about today's first reading is that you have to know how the story turns out to really get its point. We think of Solomon as the great figure in the collective religious past. And here in this story, he asks for a discerning heart so he can make right judgments. And he does for a while. But faithfulness to the gifts we receive is difficult. And it takes vigilance. Well, the end of the story for Solomon isn't so great, you know. Eventually, he takes several wives and builds a fabulous palace for himself. Being distracted by his own power and wealth. And worst of all, he also reintroduces the practice of honoring pagan gods. Once he had his moment of greatness, but faithfulness to the gifts he received wanes. And so he also strays. Each one of us here this afternoon has been given great gifts by God. Maybe these weren't the ones we would have asked for. But nonetheless, each of us have been gifted. And we have a responsibility to these gifts, not for our own ends, but for the greater end of God's life in this world. And I think there's a question that is set before us this weekend. Maybe two. First, think about it. What gift have you been given? And second, have you been faithful to those gifts? The story point of Solomon is that even when we are wise, we can squander what we have been given. We don't actually know what the people we found, who found the pearl or the treasure in the gospel, do in the end. All we know is what they were given. Were they faithful? Did something come of their faithfulness? I guess better than that. Today, has something come of our faithfulness?